Now, technology is developing so quickly that primary school children are being given lessons in computer coding. Now, a brand new facility has been created in Guildford to teach the robot builders and website designers of the future. The University Technical College is due to open its doors in 2018. The Royal Holloway University in Egham is supporting the project. Our reporter Claire Cowan went down to meet Robbie the robot in one of their labs and some of the students who made him.
Well, Robbie is a small robot that we created based on a design that we were given. But we have created software based on worksheets throughout the year that will teach us how to use Java for the robot, which it runs on, and how to use the sensors that are associated with the robot so that at the end of the year, we can create our own project on any sort of subject that we like, so long as it's interesting enough and it works.
Now, the reason we're talking about Lego and Robbie is because he's made up of Lego and sensors, not only sound sensors but light sensors and ultrasonic ones as well. We're going to test out how Robbie's working. Lily, you've been involved in making this. There's a team of four of you. Some of the guys are a little bit shy, but you're happy to chat to me, aren't you? Just describe 20 centimeter high Robbie for us.
This Robbie has a lot of sensors. In this course, we have to use different sensors to do different actions, like, and with the motors also. Like, when you clap, the motor has to start running, and when you clap again, the motor has to stop running.
Should we test him out then? David's a little bit shy, but he's going to actually show us how Robbie works. Now, he's just called Robbie because that was the name of the design. Oh, so would he stop himself from falling off the edge of this worktop?
Yeah, he should do.
Okay, so Robbie is coming towards me. I'm going to clap to stop him. Oh, David is using his hand to stop the light sensor to make him stop. But if he moves towards me again and I clap, I wonder if that will work. So, Professor of Computer Science here is Dave Cohen. You're overseeing what's going on in the lab this morning. Robbie's pretty awesome, isn't he?
He is awesome. He combines a number of behaviours to make him look intelligent. So, you imagine that because when he sees an object, he turns around and goes backwards and picks a random direction to go, that he's an intelligent robot. But in fact, all he's doing is responding to events that happen, whether it's a loud noise or a dark space or an object in front of him. And he has a collection of independent program behaviours that he uses to respond to events.
Well, that's Claire Cowan reporting from the Lego Lab at the Royal Holloway University of London in Egham. And Professor Paul Hogg is the Vice Principal there. Joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about this UTC Guildford. It's going to be the first of its kind in Surrey, isn't it?
It's going to be the first of its kind in Surrey, yes. There are quite a few other of these UTCs around the country, so the concept is proven. But this is the first one for our region, so it's very exciting.
And so what is the concept then?
Well, essentially it's trying to create a school that focuses on a particular area of importance to the region in terms of industry and business. And this University Technical College is going to have a focus on engineering and computer science, because in the south of England, you know, we are so desperately short of engineers and scientists with these skills. So industry is being held back by the lack of suitably trained people, and we think there's something like 180,000 engineers and scientists going to be short by 2022, and we want to train our kids to be able to go and get those jobs.
So where exactly is it being built? Can you tell us a bit about the size and also cost of it?
Yeah, it's going to be built quite near to the Surrey Research Park, next to King's College, an existing secondary school. The total cost of the building we're going to create is probably going to be about 12 million, I think, by the time we finish it, it will be opening in 2018.
So there's many kids will be in the car right now, parents as well, and lots of children are being taught basic code at primary school now. Engineering is the future, is it?
It's certainly the future if you want a well-paid job in this region. And the combination of computer science, cybersecurity skills, linking that with an appreciation of engineering and electronics, I think is really going to position kids to be in a good place to get a good, well-paid job. The school has got more than that, though. It's not just having just having the focus on these subjects. It's also the attitude that the school will introduce, because it works in a slightly different way to most schools. It's going to have a longer school day. It's going to open at 8:30 and go on till 5. The kids are going to be encouraged to learn by doing during the day. Industry is going to be involved in setting up experiments and facilities, so the curriculum will be very focused towards meaningful activities that will be of direct benefit to the kids in the future. And interestingly, it's going to be based on the fact that we don't expect kids to go and go home and do homework. They're going to have a long school day, but everything they need to do will be done and finished during that school day. So it's a very much more of a sort of a work-type environment. It's getting the kids in the right frame of mind to go into the workplace, as well as equipping them with the knowledge and information to do so.
And just lastly, qualify, what age is it going to be for?
It's going to be for 14 to 19-year-olds, so years 10 and 12 entry.
Professor Paul Hogg, thank you, Vice Principal of Royal Holloway, talking about this new facility, the UTC in Guildford. Linda Kemeny is Surrey County Council's Member for Schools, Skills and Education. I bet you're a bit excited about this.
I am getting very excited, James, and good morning to you. It is a great development for Surrey.
Yeah, we're sort of leading the way here, or are we just following where other people have actually gone?
Well, I think as Professor Hogg said, it won't be the first UTC. It's the first for Surrey, and I think the combination of engineering, cyber security, I think is very important and is the first for those streams of education.
How much of a model will this be for other schools that have been open for years, do you think?
Well, I think it's quite unique. It happens to be sited quite close to Surrey University Business Park, where very highly skilled graduates are always in great need, and they are already looking at these types of engineering streams and looking for graduates that have those skills. So I think it answers a combination.
So you've got a consultation underway.
Yes, we do.
What's that for? I don't really understand what's the aim of that?
Well, it's very important that we generate a lot of interest. The UTC will be open now in less than 2 years, and for our fellow trustees and sponsors, it's really important that we show there is a need, a desire among parents and students to learn more about the UTC and hopefully to apply when it's open. So the consultation is really important, and I think I said last time we spoke, details are on the website, and I hope listeners go to the website and log on and complete the consultation.
Linda, thank you. Linda Kemeny is a member of Schools, for Schools, Skills and Education at Surrey County Council.